My focus in the Midwest presentation was around, you know, prolific AZ has gone up, and what have we changed in response to that? You know, we still feed 5 pounds of gestation feed for the most part. And so we as nutritionists, I don't think we can say we've increased litter birth weights. We've increased the number of pigs that are born alive, total born, and yet the sow isn't getting fed any more than she was. And we can't look at the demand and supply and say that those are in balance. There's something missing there. So now how much of that do we need to focus? What do we need to do nutrient wise, you know, in this highly prolific sow? Again, I think it's one of the most exciting times to be in swine nutrition. Nutrition has a role there. I think the genetic role has become much more clear that there is, you know, for especially the prolapse issue, that there's a genetic piece to that that is, you know, coming forward. But that doesn't get us off the hook for the other six, or, you know, let's say 75 or 80% of the relationship. If we can explain 20 to 25 with genetics, I'm just throwing a number out. We still got quite a bit of work to do there to figure out what's going on the rest of the with the rest of the issues.